Believe it or not, there's actually an argument against drug use from the Bible. And many of the Bible's references to witchcraft and sorcery are actually translated from the Greek using the word pharmakia.
Pharmakia, yes.
Now, this word, of course, refers specifically to the use of drugs, and the Bible condemns drug use in both the Old and New Testaments because, for example, Exodus 22, verse 18, God sentenced those who practice witchcraft that included the use of drugs as part of their ceremonies to death. And then Revelation 21, verse 8, reading from the Amplified Version, says this: "But as for the cowards and unbelieving and abominable who are devoid of character and personal integrity and practice or tolerate immorality and murderers and sorcerers," so those who practice witchcraft with intoxicating drugs, "and idolaters and occultists who practice and teach false religions and all the liars who knowingly deceive and twist the truth, their part will be in the lake that blazes with fire and brimstone, which is the second death."
Whoa.
So, I mean, like, that second verse right there, really in the Amplified, really spells it right out there. It basically just says, you know what? If you're using drugs for recreational drug use to try and get, you know, a high or whatever else, guess what? You're actually committing a sin.
You know what? I got a question for you. Maybe this is one that we can't really answer on the show right now because it's too open-ended, but it's just a thought. I wonder why there are so many that are so passionate about defending recreational drug use. We're not talking about anything medicinal. That's a completely different argument for another day, or discussion for another day, I should say. But you know, have you noticed that there's been some people, and it's almost like they go to war over it. Like, there's certain topics where, like, no, like, and they're so intense about it. And I wonder why that is, that you would work so hard in trying to defend something that is really taken from a lot of people's lives, you know?
Yeah,
just it's my thoughts.
It really is interesting because, you know, similar to alcohol, I mean, like, you know, drug use has destroyed a lot of lives. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one would actually go so far as to say, well, because both have done this, you know, you should avoid the use of both. Mm. But with alcohol, we know that the Bible doesn't actually condemn the use of alcohol. It just says, don't get drunk, but be led by the Spirit. When you apply this to drugs, it's, I would say, probably a similar type of thing. You know, rather than flat out say, well, except for Revelation 21:8 here, you know, avoiding the use of drugs, basically it's saying, don't be led by anything but the Holy Spirit. Because if you're led by drug use, guess what's leading you? It's not the Holy Spirit. It's the drugs that's leading you, you know, and leaves you open to sinful acts.
Let me ask you one more question, just because I've heard this recently. What would you say to those who are maybe like, well, you know, it's kind of like a spiritual experience that I have, you know, by opening myself up to things. And I feel like when I'm high, like, I'm, you know, I'm seeing things, I'm enlightened, I'm looking on another level. You hear things like third eye stuff, you know, going on.
Yeah. Well, chances are they are seeing the spiritual realm because drug use does actually open us up to the spiritual realm. And so you actually do start seeing things, and it could be the spiritual realm that they're seeing. They're, you know, they could be seeing demons. You know, they could be seeing just things that, you know, we would not usually see unless we had that key to sort of unlock between the two. And so, when they start seeing strange things like that, some people just talk it up. Oh, it's just my trip that I was on. No, it could be actually the spiritual realm you're looking at, and you just don't know how to process it. So this is why the Bible warns against this type of thing, because it is used a lot of different religions to try and induce a spiritual state of some kind. And this is why the Bible warns against it. I mean, like, even the words in that passage that I just mentioned there, sorcerers with intoxicating drugs. I mean, like, it's in there for a reason.
Very interesting. Well, hey, thank you so much for bringing that out. Who would have thought that we would have gone to the book of Revelation right at the end?
Yeah.